You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with master mentalist Eric Dobell from Impossibilities Magic, Mind Reading, and Mayhem at the Iris Theater in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Eric, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Hey, we're doing good over here, and good to have you out today with us. Looking forward to hearing from you as well. So a good place to start, if you would, tell us about your background, how you became interested in mentalism, and how did you meet your current business and performance partner to start Impossibilities?
Sure. I actually got started a little late. Mentalism, if you don't know, is a branch of magic, and it deals mostly with the mind. It's basically the illusion of psychic powers. So instead of, like a magician will make a coin disappear or saw a woman in half, a mentalist will do things like read your mind, predict the future, make things move with their mind. So that's what I do. I'm a mentalist. And because it's a branch of magic, I actually started off in magic a little later than most people. When you talk to a lot of magicians, they fell in love with magic at the age of like 6 or 7, after seeing their first magician. I was about 19 or 20, and I was at a mall in Ithaca, New York, and I'd never seen magic before, not in person at least. I'd seen it on TV. And there was a guy in a kiosk selling magic tricks, and he did a few tricks, and it interested me, so I bought a few things. I went home, completely fell in love with it. And then about a week later, I went to the same mall, same guy, same kiosk, and instead of selling magic tricks, he was now selling sunglasses. So the first magician I saw wasn't even a magician. So that's how dramatic my life is. just kind of slowly segued from there. I kind of had an interest in mentalism initially, but didn't know what it was called. Because when I was growing up, I had an interest in characters like Sherlock Holmes and Batman and these people that sort of did things with their mind. So that whole idea really interested me. And it wasn't until I moved to Ohio, there was a little magic shop in Ohio, and I was asking the owner, and he sold me this like 900-page tome of mentalism. It was this guy's whole life's work. And I went home, read it, didn't understand a word of it, but completely fell in love with it. And that's sort of how I became a mentalist. I just kind of slowly segued into it. I met Chris Collins, my business partner and performance partner at Impossibilities, in North Carolina at a magic club meeting. And we knew each other for probably a couple of years before we actually started Impossibilities. He was sort of nagging me the idea a little bit, and I was sort of up in the air about it. What happened was long story short, I'll try to abbreviate this as much as I can. I was booked to do a TV show, the shooting was in North Carolina, and my wife had left to go teach English in South Korea. And the plan originally, this sounds crazy, but originally we were both supposed to go, but I got booked for this TV show. I didn't want to turn it down. So I recorded the first week of the TV show, hopped on a plane, went to South Korea, saw her for a couple of months, came back to finish the TV show, and then it was announced to me as soon as I landed that the TV show's funding was pulled. So we weren't going to be filming the rest of it. So I was now stuck in America with my wife in another country, no money, no job. And that's when Chris calls me and he's like, hey, we should do this show. So we're going, all right. So we put together, I'm trying to remember exactly how this works. I believe we put together the website, the name, and the logo in a night. I think we got that all up pretty quickly. And then in about a week, we had the first summer tour booked. We had all the theaters booked. We had the schedule up. And then we just did it, which was great because my experience with working with people in the past, which is why I was hesitant to even do this, was not great because, people get flaky, they're hard to work with. But so far, my relationship with Chris has been phenomenal. Like, we both say that we're going to do, or we both do what we say we're going to do when we're going to do it, and we don't dilly-daddle. So far, so good. But that's how I met him.
Certainly interesting background there, and interesting as well how the gentleman at the kiosk was selling magic tricks one day and the next selling sunglasses. That's quite interesting. Now, what does it feel like to have your own show in a tourist town?
That's great. You know, I spent a lot of years traveling around to do all the shows, and now I can just drive 5 minutes, and I have sort of a home base. I have an office, I guess you could say, where people come to me. And because it's a tourist town, we get people from literally, you wouldn't think this, Gatlinburg, Tennessee, but we literally get people from all over the world come to this town to go see the forests and everything. So we get to perform for a different audience every night, and they're different every night. It's great.
Yeah, I've been up there a couple of times myself. It's quite a town. Now, running a theater is obviously a lot of work. What do you do day-to-day, or what does your day-to-day operations look like?
Kind of as soon as I wake up, I start working. Me and my business partner, we do everything with the theater. We manage the theater, we sell the tickets, we do the promotion, we do the videos, we do the graphic design. You know, he's good at some things that I'm bad at, and vice versa, so it really has worked itself out very well. But yeah, any given morning, I might get up and hit the road and start doing marketing at some of these resorts where I kind of get in front of people and talk to them about the show. I'll go do meetings, you know, with the chamber, try to figure out what kind of things we can do, you know, to promote the show and also promote the town. Go shoot a video, edit a video, sell tickets, you know, and then, of course, doing the show itself at night. So my days are pretty packed right now, but it's fun.
And I bet you wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't fun there. That's certainly clear today. We're joined by Master Mentalist Eric Dobell from Impossibilities Magic, Mind Reading, and Mayhem at the Iris Theater in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So, Eric, tell us, what is social media's role in promoting Impossibilities?
Social media has been huge for the show. Which I'm sure it's just where everything's going right now. I mean, you watch people on the street, and they're not looking at billboards. They're not looking at you know, paper signs or whatever it is. They're looking at their phones. You know, that's where they go for information now. So, you know, if people want to have info, they're like, well, we're in Gatlinburg. What is there to do in Gatlinburg? They're not going to go ask, or they're not going to walk around and look around. They're just going to type it into Google, you know, and then see what pops up. So social media has been huge, which I'm sure it has been for anybody that has a small business, because everything's just changed so much. And yeah, that's just it. It's really helped get the word out there. Especially Facebook has been very important to the success of the show.
Yeah, I bet it has. Now, what would you say, looking at your goal here, what is your ultimate goal with all of this?
My ultimate goal is actually what I'm doing right now. I just want to perform. You know, I don't know if that sounds crazy or not, but that's all I want to do. That's all I've wanted to do since I was a kid. So, you know, my ultimate goal is just to keep doing what I'm doing and, you know, slowly expand and hopefully play for bigger and bigger audiences. And just try to keep this going as long as I can. but right now, I'm having a blast. This is exactly what I want to be doing.
Well, you can't beat that. You're certainly at the peak there. And yeah, keep it going on. That's definitely, can see it. That would be the ultimate goal. So in conclusion, is there some advice or information you've learned from all of this that you think other people could benefit from?
Yeah, actually, the last few years, I think probably the most important thing that I've learned is that sometimes you don't need to go the traditional route with things. And what I mean by that is, you know, when you read like business books and different things, sometimes they say that you should see what the people that came before you, how they did it. And I think that's good advice, but sometimes it's not going to work. For example, the traditional route for magicians or mentalists, you kind of start off small doing, you know, private parties, birthday parties, churches, whatever it may be. And then you sort of build yourself up, get a good show. Then you put yourself out there, you get an agent, and then you start doing the higher paying shows like colleges, corporate events, things like that. That just didn't work for me. I did the smaller shows for about 10 years. I couldn't get an agent to save my life. I don't know what the, whatever it is that agents are looking for, I just don't have. But I have a great show. So, you know, then I start hooking up with Chris, and we do this show, and by ourselves, we did two summer tours, and then opened up our show at the Iris Theater in Gatlinburg, which is a little unique. Like, I don't know of any other magicians that I've talked to that have done anything quite like we've done in the way that we've done it. And that's not to brag. I'm just saying that, you know, if you feel like you're stuck or things aren't going your way, maybe, you know, try to figure out a way to get past the gatekeepers. Kind of go around them.
Well, you're certainly in an interesting situation and doing what you love, and you've certainly learned a lot along the way, and we certainly appreciate those final words of advice. Tell our listeners where they can get all the details online about Impossibilities.
Sure, you can go to iristheater.com. That's our main website where you can look at the show schedule, show information, get tickets. You can also check us out on Facebook at Impossibility Show or Twitter at Best Magic Show. And don't forget to check us out on YouTube as well. Just type in Impossibility Show.
Well, keep up the great work and keep on having a good time. And we certainly appreciate your joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have enjoyed having you with us.
Yeah, well, I've enjoyed being with you.
And let's do it again. We've been speaking with Master Mentalist Eric Dobell from Impossibilities Magic, Mind Reading, and Mayhem at the Iris Theater in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And for further details and to learn more, visit iristheater.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.